5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Spot on.
Spot on, Jim.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Spot on?
What the hell was that?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Well, of course you feel good. Firstly, the sun's shining.
Yes.
The best city in the world. Secondly, you're listening to the number one show in the city. And I'll tell you what's coming up today, Tommy Rockcliffe. Old Rock over there in Adelaide.
Oh, Puddin'
We need
Guts.
To find out where he's at.
I know where he's at, the kitchen table.
Is he a part of their plans going forward, our man?
He's a substitute.
Substitute. And then I'll see Hump Day quiz that we might run out of time.
No, we won't.
Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. What a beautiful day it has been.
Close.
31st of March, last day of March.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Where's all that gone, Jim? It'll be Easter soon.
That's it, Bill. First, a couple of days, in fact.
April 1 tomorrow, Jim.
So we're going through the calendar.
Then it's the 2nd on Good Friday.
The 2nd, right.
I tell you what, it won't be a Good Friday. For North.
Listen, old fun guts over there.
He's on fire early. Hello, Rabsy, and what are you wearing?
Not really good. Sir, I don't really give a f***.
Oh, Rabs.
You know, I'm in lockdown. Now, what do you reckon? Hey?
Mate,
I live here, and you try to lock me out of Wally Wodonga and Albury? How am I supposed to get a settlement?
Well, I love how he gives it the Albury.
Well, it's Albury Wodonga, and he's gone Wodonga.
Wodonga Albury? Yes.
To answer your question, Bill, it's a T-shirt with you on it.
I know.
Someone sent it to me.
Is that Nirvana?
The Carlton Draft.
Nirvana, their album they put out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now it's My Fat Gut.
Which is covering your tiny tossle.
Well, you can't see it,
Tim. That's what I'm saying. Whereas on the Nirvana album cover, you could. And that was a little baby.
It must be a big gut.
No, huge guts.
And I'm drinking a Carlton Draft, and it says Froffies.
Yeah. Brownless Froffies,
I like it.
The Carlton Draft, they're good.
Mm. Well done. Good. Some footy news, Jim. I tell you what is interesting. There's going to be a upheaval.
An upheaval, yep.
At the AFL fixtures office, Jim. Right. They've got to change it all around. And would have nearly had it down, Pat. For round 7 through to 12 or whatever it may be.
Yes.
But what happens now with Brisbane? Mm. What happens with the Suns?
Yes.
Sydney are a dirty team all of a sudden because they played up at the Gabba
dirty.
Round 1.
Oh,
that's,
right.
That's what they're calling them, a dirty team. So all that, wouldn't that drive you mad?
Yep.
Which would be great.
Travis Auld and the crew having to earn their money again.
What is good news in the NRL fixture?
Rugby League.
Storm.
Rugby League.
That's it. Storm take on Brisbane. In Melbourne, Good Friday.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Right.
I didn't go off half cock. They play at Amy Park, Jim.
We've
so that
gone
is
off half cock.
I didn't. That's true. Some footy news. Chris Fagan's asked the AFL, Jim, to have a look at the treatment of Lachie Neale.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
Oh, wow. Anything else they're worried about or whinging about down there?
Phil,
fair to him.
That is a preemptive strike. He's saying that so that whoever they play
Collingwood,
if they bring the pig Greenwood in, he's just saying make sure you keep an eye on the treatment. So it's got actually nothing to do with what happened. It's about what is going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. So imagine if we do see in Greenwood that,
And the pig, he loves nothing more than getting right into the trough, Bill. Chomping away the pig.
I tell you what has been interesting, I reckon, for the Brisbane Lions, Jim. They've been in Melbourne for a week now.
Yes.
So they've seen and heard all the news, the gossip, because you wouldn't get it
anything like up there.
Yeah. But every minute, every hour, they would have heard things. So I wonder how they're going with it all, because it's totally different than being in Brisbane. North Melbourne can welcome back Ben Cunnington.
Good.
That is good.
That
about
is good.
Time. It's good
year,
to see.
It's been a year since he's played a game of football at the top level. Had the hair sorted.
He had the feathers.
But very, very important to North, and we'll straighten them up.
He
so
is strong.
Good to have him back. Very strong. Naturally strong, too.
Dairy
farmer from bloody Cobden.
That's right. Yeah.
He is a big, strong boy.
And big fisherman.
Now he's got the property just out of Warrnambool. Throws the hay bales around.
Does he?
Loves it.
No, you get
he's
someone
a good
in to
boy.
Do that. I used to get someone in to do that.
Yeah, because you're not as strong as him.
No, you're right. what about Carlton? They got Jack Martin and Zach Fisher out for 6 weeks.
Saw that.
Both. they both happen late in the game, and you can't tell me Cripper's 100%. He's not right, is he?
Well, you can only take it on face value, Fat. If he's out there playing, you've got to assume he's right.
No, he's playing with soreness. They've said that, Jim, which I think a lot of players do play with soreness.
So, did you? You wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you're as wide...
I think I had a broken rib.
When you're as wide and avoiding contact the way you used to, you weren't ever sore.
Jim.
Were you?
C4, C3, and a rib.
Well, C4 was not in your ribs.
That's in your back.
Yeah, I know. I played on. I know where they were.
You played on.
I played on.
Yeah.
Kidney. Hey, what about Justin Langer, the Australian cricket coach, has bought into the conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Brought or bought?
Bought.
Bought into the conversation about the captaincy. Jimmy has said this, and I quote, little Langers, "We have two very good captains and two important competitions coming up, the Ashes and the T20 World Cup. Our future looks good. Despite the media chatter, there is no captaincy position available."
Well, I would have thought exactly that. That's why I said yesterday, the timing of this interests me.
Yeah, I know. Steve Smith was opening a cricket academy, or the Steve Smith Academy, up there. So he was asked about it and he said he'd like to be captain again. But I don't think he will be, Jimmy Boy.
I see.
And that's all I've got.
That's all? No, you got nothing else other than that?
Well, Jill's only given me a couple.
any more dates you want to go through?
Yeah.
If
the second's Friday, then I reckon by the time you get to Saturday.
It's third. And big race day too there. But I'll tell you what we've got to be. We've got to be back in fluid motion, Jim. We've got to be fluid with the coronavirus and what's happening up in Brisbane.
No, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
That's your view of it?
Fluid.
Hump Day Quiz is coming up soon.
No.
But up next,
Tom
Rockliffe from the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Come on, Rock.
It's the Rush Hour at Triple M. On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy. Port Adelaide are absolutely flying, so we're going to get one of our favourites back on the show, Tommy Rockliffe.
Last year, Port Adelaide's Tom Rockliffe and Billy Brownless went toe-to-toe.
You had 10 tackles in 17 finals games. I've nearly got you already, and I've played one.
You know what I can't wait till Thomas finishes up, Jim? I can't wait to see how fat he will get.
This year, Rocky's back for more. Please welcome Tom Rockliffe.
In he comes, the Rock. Nice speaking to you.
JB, Bill, how are we?
My favourite substitute. How are you, Tommy?
No, I'm very well, Bill. I've actually knew you were going to start with this, so I just wanted to pre-plan for that. Yep. I'm going for All-Australian sub-selection this year. Very, very important role that I have to play. I have to make sure every player has the right KFC box in front of their locker post-game.
Yes.
Robbie Gray, for instance, has to have the popcorn, chicken, Zinger Burger combo in his locker, otherwise he cracks it.
Robbie does.
And I have to make sure that the beers are on ice after the game, that the boys get to have a few refreshments.
Good.
And then I just come on and have me 20 touches.
20 touches. No, let me have a look. Substitute in round one. Port defeated North. Rocky was substitute, replaced in the third quarter, and I think he had about 3 touches, Jim. And then substitute in round two. No game time. So you must be getting bigger. Do you have to go for a run after the game? Do you got to run home?
I did have to go for a run after the game. I went for about, I don't know, 40-odd minutes after the game on Adelaide Oval and had a bit of a trot around. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go out there, but the boys are in cracking form, so quite nice to sit there.
Oh, full paycheck jumps in.
Full paycheck jumps in. Another game goes to the career total. Bill, you might have got to 200 if there was
Do you agree with that, Tommy, being serious, that you didn't, no game time, sat on the bench and you get a game for that?
Probably not. I don't like the idea of a debutant doing it either. I just don't think it's fair on a first gamer, but everyone has their own take on that. So, I'm not sure you should get a game, but that's the rules that are in place at the moment.
Hey, good test this week, by the way, Optus Stadium, West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, great challenge for the group to go over there. West Coast, they had a really good game against the Western Bulldogs as well, and that game could have gone either way, so... They're pretty talented across the board. We know how good their midfield is. Nick Nat in the ruck, their 3 tall forwards, and then their key defenders and running defenders as well. So it'll be a great challenge for us and give us a really good measure of where we're at.
Now, Zach Butters, Bill was talking about earlier in the week, obviously sensational on the weekend. Tell us how far the other two young guns are away, Rosie and Dersma, my man, the old archer.
From?
Playing permanently.
Well, Dersma's played the first two.
That's what I would have thought, Jim. I thought I saw him out there.
I haven't seen any of your team, by the way, so you're answering a question I shouldn't know the answer to. What about Rosie?
Well, we played your mob round one. You didn't want to watch that one.
I did not watch a second of it, Rock. I had a fairly good inkling of what was going to happen, so I didn't watch a second of it.
52 points it was, Jim.
You're making Bill look the smart one.
Well, Connor Rosie hasn't been playing. Where's he at?
He'll play this weekend. So he had a little bit of foot surgery heading into round one and quick surgery. Probably could have played last week, but the doctor was just worried about the cut on his foot. So he'll be fine to play this weekend.
Well, that doesn't mean you go further back than substitute, does it, Rob?
You know his next one.
It might mean a little run down at the parade at Norwood, but that has to be.
We had 57 touches last outing for the...
Yeah, mate, playing against the kids. Oh. Half-time it was. tell me, what about your depth is unbelievable. Marshall goes out on the weekend. Georgiadis comes in.
Oh, yes.
Isn't he a star? He's quick. He's got it all.
Yeah, he is. He didn't play any footy in his draft year, and the club really rated him and went after him and got him. And you've seen what he did on the weekend, come in late as a late in. He comes in, performs his role, kicks four goals. So, again, another selection headache for the coaches this week, which will be a challenge to get. I don't know how you get 26, 27 into 23, Bill, do you?
No, you can't. It doesn't work. And that means you'll be down running at the Glenelg or South Adelaide or somewhere. Hey, what's on for Easter? How many eggs do you reckon you'll eat?
Well, either playing Easter Saturday over in the West or I'll be at home and hiding a few eggs around the house. So I actually had a chat to my grandfather over the Christmas break and I said, tell me a bit about the Brownlesses. Yeah, he obviously grew up
from Benalla.
Up your way.
Yeah.
No, yeah, well, in Benalla, but he was from Berrigan and you were obviously from Jerilderie. And he said, there was a general rule. He said, whatever they weighed on the scales, so for you, that's about what, 120? That's being generous.
110, yeah.
Their IQ is about a quarter of that.
My old grandfather, Billy Brownless, he was a wool classer. He was very good in the region, Benalla, Wangaratta, Druidry. He's well known down there.
Was he?
Yeah.
What about who sung In the Navy Blue? Bill.
Who sang what?
In the Navy.
In the Navy.
Yeah. We all know as the village people.
Really?
In the Navy, where I caught the tropical disease in the Navy.
I've been listening to your show, and I tell you what you can do with the quote of the day. You can shove it up your backside and leave it.
I think Jim's already done
that.
No
one's arguing that, Rock. Hey, I'll tell you what happened to me, Bill. We finished the season, cricket season this is. Oh. I'm drifting out of Adelaide.
Where are we?
The airport, just heading out. And I caught a look at Rock.
In the food court?
No, just waiting for his luggage to come off the carousel.
Yes.
And he had a very, very happy with himself smug look on his mush.
Oh, did he?
I didn't know why.
Yeah.
I thought Rock's happy with something. And then I saw his beautiful wife, Shana, I hadn't seen Shana at that stage.
I know.
And I realised why he had that look on his face, Bill. How did she tip into you?
Exactly.
She didn't tip into me. It was the other way around. But I heard you talking the other day about being starstruck, Jim, when you're at the airport, when you ran into Greg Chappell. I was starstruck when I ran into you because you're my favourite media personality and you have to put up with the buffoon next year.
I know that.
Daily.
I felt for you at the time, actually. That is true.
Shana, where, how? Because, mate, you're dumpy, you're not, you know, not quick, you can't mark overhead. Where did we find her?
We found her. She was a babysitter of one of our assistant coaches in Brisbane, and he said, I've got a girl that you should go on a date with. So we went on a blind date, Danny Daly. looked after me there, and we met, and the rest is history. Kid later, and potentially one on the way.
Oh, hello. Well, have done. You just dropped something on this show there, Rock?
Yeah, that's an exclusive for you, but keep that quiet, can you?
Keep it quiet, Bill.
Well, no, I can't wait to get off air. I'm going to ring Damien Barrett and Tom Brown. And hopefully when you do have four, you can have the Christmas PJs. They have a fantastic photo of all you as a family in those Christmas PJs. What are you doing there? I hope you got paid.
Hey, Peter Alexander, yeah, we've got a couple of dashing in, so they look after us. But, Bill, when JB asked you a question about why trucks aren't allowed in the right lane on the Geelong Freeway, we need you to answer it because you're our government correspondent.
Yes, Bill.
He listens to the show.
Well said, Rock. That is a very good point.
Well, how do I know that, Rock? I know it works.
No, but you were in Parliament. Well, that's what Rock's saying.
Yeah, have you worked out your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Yeah.
He's all over.
He's
you,
throwing the grabs.
I know. Throwing the grabs now, Fatty.
Why were you toasting toast the other day?
He's got that mixed up. The plot and thickens.
That's what you did. But you remind me of someone when you open your mouth a little bit.
Who?
Joe Biden.
At least I can walk up steps.
I love when we have Rock on. He splits you down the middle.
Well, he's got nothing to come from, mate. He hasn't played a game for Port Adelaide yet. He's jumped on the wagon. He's trying to get there. He's just hanging on by
a thread.
He's
played more games career than you.
Oh, 208, but take out the substitutes, about 140.
So I just want to know if Bill has any more late mail for us, like the Cochin mail after he'd already been told he wasn't playing and then still tries to have an exclusive.
That was a exclusive at the time.
It was.
Because we maybe sometimes recorded, Jim. It might have been late.
That's what it was.
Might have been late, Mark.
No,
hey, I've got a song for you, Tommy. Substitute. There it is. There's your song. You can run out to the ground.
God.
Substitute.
The Who, is that?
Yeah, I knew that was a song, Jim.
Bloody hell. Hey, Tommy, well, thank you very much for joining us, by the way. Good luck in Perth with a massive game against the Eagles.
Thanks again for having me, gentlemen.
See you, Tom.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Bill's Hump Day quiz up next, a special follically challenged version of the quiz as
Which means bald.
It does. Triple M. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on the brand new listener app. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. And JB, are you sure we can do this?
I don't want it done.
All right. Well, we're going to do it.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
So, Brendan Edwards, King of Kings and the King of Bins. Yep. I don't want to be on that dump of a segment anyway. Keep scrolling. So we did, but we appreciate his input. Daniel James, I'm keen because I'm a Lions supporter who witnessed in person a robbery Friday night at GMHBA, fair enough too.
Yes.
Where is Bill's acknowledgement hashtag there from Dan?
No.
Lukey Johnson, the plot thinkins. Luca Diodone, it might be, as the King of Geelong has lost his royal status to the King of Kings. Sharpen up, Fat.
Well, I am. I'm sharp as a bowling ball today, Jim. What about Robbie Green?
Go on.
I don't know what's worse, Bill's head or North Melbourne start to the season.
Tim Guilford, no more talk of the Suez Canal, Fat. That ship sailed.
Well, I bought you the information. I got you onto it, and then it sailed.
Mark J. DeFrancesco.
Ooh.
Jason the Stretham has nothing on you, Bins.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Bennett. San Plamboumois. Cheezel.
Cheezel.
So, Bill.
Yes.
All of those magnificent people couldn't make their way onto the Hump Day quiz about bald people, but we did get a couple.
We did.
Who have we got? Tommy Digby?
We got Thomas from Leopold. G'day, Tommy.
G'day, Billy. JB Rabsy.
And who do you barrack for? You must be a cat.
Bit of a robbery, mate. The Lions.
Are you a Lions supporter living in Leopold?
Yeah. My gran was a Fitzroy supporter back in the day, so I sort of just jumped on.
Tommy says, just like Bill finding a steak next to his potatoes. I like that.
You're welcome,
Tommy. Stay there. Nick joins us.
Nick Stick.
As the King of Geelong and the King of the NBA have both lost their shags. NBL, I think we're talking about. Yeah. Is that Hutchie's referring to?
I think so.
What better way to celebrate tomorrow? I hope the prize is a bowling ball.
There you go.
Nicky. Nick.
Hey, boys. How are we? James, good, hey, mate. James. Hey, Billy. How are we?
Are you, is it your name Nick Stick?
No, mate. It's a teacher alias.
Obviously, oh, Scandal Bill.
Well, it's his handle. Well,
it's his handle.
It could have been his name. How do I know old Nick Stick?
Well, because James, it's probably not going to be Nick Stick.
Anyway, Nick, who do you barrack for?
The Mighty Pies, mate. Mighty Ooh, Pies.
They win tomorrow night?
Look, hopefully. I bet we hopefully don't let Lockie Neal off the leash, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, they'll all tag right. him. Yes, Rabbit.
They're playing for a pair of Blundstone boots because they're going to give you a voucher for $270, which covers the full and very comfy, great work boots and casual boots. And we've also got a $50 voucher to St. Andrew's Beach Brewery. You can book online. It's open 7 days.
That is equally superb.
You on air when Rabsy said the boots had a 150-year guarantee? So we looked it up. They were founded. They were started 150 years ago. Come on, Rabs.
That's an old workman. Imagine him on the site.
Oh, I know.
At 150.
We got him.
Old now, Cumbie would wear him.
Tom, you'll go with Tom. And Nick Stick, you'll go with Nick, yeah?
Awesome. Sounds good, boys.
Five All questions.
Right. Good luck.
Here we go. Away. There are three AFL senior coaches who are bald. Name two of them.
Tom.
Yes, Tommy.
Matty Nix.
Yes.
Well, challenge. Challenge. They don't have to be totally bald.
Oh, that's
okay. Well, I've got blanks here, boys.
You're about to hand Nick Sticks a free hit.
Ken Eakley.
Boy,
I'll give you Ken Eakley.
Give it to you.
Has Bill explained that there's a theme to this?
No.
Right.
Yeah, it's about being bald because the 10 sexiest people that were bald were named the other day. Yeah,
Jason Stretham.
And I was 11. Mm. Well done. We're away. The other one was Horse Longmire.
Oh, he's not bald.
Well, he's going back, Jim.
Wow. Big forehead.
And he's got Tasmania just in the front there.
Big forehead.
I tell you what, you nearly play a game of footy on his forehead. Maybe he doesn't hear that. Righto, boys, this is a audio question. Who is Chris Fagan talking about here?
He's noticed at the first training session back there's been a bit of a reforestation.
I can give you a clue if you want, but yes, Tom?
Is it Plugs Walker?
Plugsy!
Oh, it was, yeah.
Oh, Plugsy Walker.
He actually said reforestation, Jim.
So Bill had been told quietly that Josh Walker had gone and had some work.
Yes.
And Josh was one of those ones, unlike people that are open and not, you know, Josh was wanting to quietly sneak into it.
Yes.
So Bill gets onto the rub for the first game of the year last year and gives it the, and he's had the plugs in front of his head.
Poor old Josh.
So old Josh, just thinking he could get away with it quietly, the whole world knew about it.
And then we got Fags on. He loved it. He was just laughing.
Straight out with it.
What's the score, Jim?
2 zip for Nick Sticks. Come on, you need to get your act together. Sticks.
Number three, which radio TV comedian is sporting the Kevin Bartlett comb over?
Nick.
Yes, Nick Sticks.
Mick Malloy.
Yes, Nico's back, Jim.
Back.
Who is this member of the Triple M footy team?
Hello, Toolbags. How are we?
Nick.
Nick.
Dunstall, the chief.
The chief!
Because he is bald, Jim.
Oh, no. As a badger.
You didn't go with that word.
Truculent.
Truculent.
Yeah.
All right, so 2-2.
Oh, Jim, it's a hummer.
With a ring-a-ding-ding.
A hummer ding-a-dinger.
This is the decider?
Yes.
All right.
That would be a 2-2, Jim, well, with 5
then.
Questions.
Well, you run a very poor ship. Sue's style.
Who is this champion of his sport?
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Nick.
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
What was that, Nick Sticks?
I thought Mike Tyson.
Yes!
There it is! Jeez, he came from the clouds.
Teddy, what? He was 2 love down and 1-3-2, Nick.
What happened to you, Tommy?
I choked like the umpires of the night. I
you did.
Like Brisbane the other night when Eric got 4 free kicks in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair, I suppose.
Oh,
no, it isn't.
Now, Nick, what do you want?
You can get the $270 voucher to get a brand new pair of Blundstone boots, ultimate protection, ultimate comfort. See the full range at blundstone.com.au or a $50 voucher to St. Andrew's Beach Brewery, one of the best pub and restaurants in Victoria.
Go down and see the Perch family.
I might go the boots, please, boys.
You nice. Boots. You love them, Nicky boy. And Tommy, where did you say you were situated on the globe?
Leopold.
I'm Leopold, but wouldn't mind heading up there if I could.
All right. Well, you'd jump on the ferry.
On the ferry?
Get over to Sorrento and then get to the St. Andrew's Beach Brewery, mate. It is superb.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Go and enjoy it.
Well, you can go on the Port Phillip ferry and go across to Docklands.
That's a long way from St Andrews Beach.
But the Port Phillip Ferry is very nice, Jim, let me tell you.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
That just take you the wrong way.
No, no, but it's nice and quick. You can have a drink on the ferry.
And then you're in a car for an hour and a half. So that makes no sense. Anyway, not a great quiz, I didn't think.
No.
Just a sort of half a
poor.
Just a sort of a reasonable one.
I thought it was that.
Is there a reason you were mentioning the boat?
Yeah.
No, I just love the new ferry that's happening.
Yeah.
You can go from Geelong.
I know exactly what you can do.
If you're playing at Docklands, you just get off there and wowee, straight there.
Bill, I know exactly what you can do.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping, with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
All right, old hail damaged guts, let's get the tips out of you. And I will be fair to you, you've been reasonable. Not great, but reasonable.
7 out of 9 last week.
Tips.
Everyone got that.
I think everyone would have. Yeah, anyway, so let's get started tomorrow night.
Yes.
With Collingwood and Brisbane Marvel Stadium relocated game.
That's right. And Collingwood a lot better last week, up 4, Jim, with DeGoey. So I'm going with Collingwood here.
All right.
But Brisbane, tell you what, they need a win, Jim.
Otherwise, 0-3 last year's prelim finalists.
And then next week go to Ballarat, and they don't want to be 0-4. So Collingwood.
North Melbourne Western Bulldogs, of course, Good Friday, Marvel, all roads lead to.
Yes, let's hope, Jim. There's a big crowd there. It would be great for North Melbourne and great for Good Friday footy, but the Dogs at Marvel, too good, too quick.
They are looking very good, by the way. Adelaide and Gold Coast. Adelaide Oval interests me.
Good game. Mm. Gold Coast have never won at Adelaide Oval, but they are a big, big chance here. Adelaide kicked 11 goals, 22 last week. The Texan on fire. Toss of the coin. I'm going to go Gold Coast to win their first time ever at Adelaide Oval.
Rumbles. Mm. Richmond, Sydney, MCG. Ooh. The game we're doing Triple M Saturday afternoon.
Good game.
It looks, when you looked at it before the season started, you thought, that's going to be pox ridden.
Exactly
it
right.
It actually isn't. It's good.
Well, Sydney with all those youngsters there, Buddy might be rested, but you've got to go Richmond at the MCG. But Sydney, I'd have a look at the line in this game because Sydney won't be far away.
All right. Essendon, St Kilda, Marvel. The Saints looking to bounce back, and the Bombers have had a horrible start.
They have, and injuries last week. They're going to miss 3 good players there. So the Saints need to bounce back after last week at Marvel. Saints for me.
Oh, now, West Coast, Port Adelaide, Optus Stadium over there in Perth now.
What a game this will be, Jim. Can you believe West Coast Eagles will go into this game as underdogs over there in Perth?
They weren't bad against the Dogs.
Oh, good.
I watched a fair bit of that. I thought they actually played pretty well, West Coast. They're not in bad shape.
They are. Very good shape. I'm going with Port Adelaide. They've got a really good depth. They are a good side, Port Adelaide.
Carlton, Fremantle, Marvel.
Carlton have got to win this one, Jim. They've been disappointing the first 2 rounds. This is a game that they should win. So I'm going with Carlton.
Carlton?
Mm.
Jeepers. GWS Melbourne, the nation's capital.
Monica. I tell you what, Melbourne have been great, haven't they? Well done to Goody and well done to the Melbourne Footy Club, 2-0. This is a game they should win, but honestly, you don't know what's going to happen. I'll go with the D's. They must win this one.
Righto. And the final game, of course, Easter Monday, the traditional Geelong Hawthorn.
Rivalry is good in these games. They're always close, Jim. Doesn't matter where they are on the ladder. And Hawthorn were quite good last week, I thought. And the Cats went from second gear to third. They'll go to fourth this week and they'll win this one, but they'll only win it by 3 or 4 goals.
Right. Well, there we have it, Rabs. I'm going to hand you. I've just highlighted all of those. So fat can't bullshlarken on Monday or Tuesday, whenever we're back on here.
It's all thanks to Seeker.
Seeker.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
On the list of rap, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. You can listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app. On tomorrow's show, boys, Melbourne Storm's Harry Grant.
Ooh.
Very good
still
young
injured?
Player. He is still injured. And Andrew Gaze is going to be ahead of Melbourne United's game, raising money for the Royal Children's Hospital appeal and Bill's idiot file as well.
Surely not. Gaze's on. He'll walk up and down the street a couple of times, Jim, looking for a free
he will.
Feed.
Just saying hello to people that don't know who he is. Gazy, of course, Bounce's favourite.
Yep, pumpkin head. And Harry Grant is a star. Just got to get him playing.
Also, Gazy on the sports bet ads. Just sneaking into a bit of acting. Ooh. Not bad either from Gazy. Cops are water shower
some
at the end.
More ads for you, I see, Jim. Wow,
just award winning. That's why.
How can you put out extraordinary? Hand, really? Like, do you get paid, or are you still?
I think they're the most recognised and best quality ads on Australian television. Those.
I think the Shaq ones are now. Mm.
Now, Bill,
just gone straight past you.
Something humorous.
Oh yes, Jim.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
It's been a good show, the Hump Day Quiz. And what about Tommy Rockliffe? We love him and we must thank him for coming on. Oh, Bill! I can't wait to see.
That's showing our man no respect.
Disrespect.
Man, he's played more games than you.
Because of the substitute. I wonder what happened. Surely he can't be substitute three games in a row.
He might
surely.
Have a little run down in the
in the tooth. He won't like that, I'll put.
Come on. All right, so the jokes have been appalling. In fact, yesterday's was complete rubbish.
The steak one?
Yeah, no.
How'd you find it?
Yeah.
Just next to next the spuds. To the,
yeah, that's it. No. So, Bill.
I bet you.
We must, to quote the great Sam Newman, we must have better jokes.
Mm.
So here we go.
What a shame. Jim, my wife's mother is a lawyer. So that means I have a mother-in-law in law.
Oh, no.
It's just a fact.
Well, it's not a fact.
And a boring fact. It's a
mother-in-law in law.
Yeah.
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 That's good.
That's it, yeah. So you must have another one.
Oh,
like,
no.
That's just a statement of something.
No, that's just... The police pulled me over, Jim. You wouldn't believe it. I was driving to Geelong today and the coppers pulled me over. They said, papers? I said, scissors, and I won, so I took off, Jim. I think he wants a rematch. He's been following me for 45 minutes.
A rematch? Oh,
no. I think he wants a rematch, Jim. He's been chasing me for 45
minutes. Just such a beautiful day, too. Yeah. Everyone's sort of excited about...
Papers, scissors, rock.
Instead of that, you just flatten them with that garbage.
Long weekend around the corner.
Oh, no. Lucky it's late.
Yeah.
Two good ones for
real potty jokes and fat.
Well done, fat. Have a spell.
Upstairs. Oh, no.
Tommy!